She had assisted Tansy into the escape tunnel, and the timber beam began to groan like a living thing as it shifted. The hefty otter threw caution to the wind. Wedging his back beneath the beam, he strained upward and took the weight upon himself.
"Get him out, digging, mate! Don't argue! Go!"
They scrambled out, dragging Cracklin between them, through choking dust and a rain of pebbles. Formole and Butty grabbed the silver-headed spear, thrusting the pole back towards Shad, who had been forced almost flat. Butty shouted instructions.
"Grip tight to the spear pole, Mr. Shad. You push, we'll pull. Ready? One, two, push!"
Shad held the spear pole like a vice, as forcing himself free of the beam, he gave a mighty shove. Formole and Butty heaved on the other end, knowing their friend's life depended on it. Covered in earth and battered by stones, Shad flew out of the tunnel as the beam broke and everything collapsed inward behind him. He was practically shot out of the hole like an arrow from a bow, landing in a heap atop his rescuers. Butty found the remains of a flask of elderberry wine, which had been thrown clear. While Tansy bathed Cracklin's brow with it, Shad took stock of the situation.
"Well, Miss Meats, that's what we get for going treasure hunting. We're blocked in this passage, better than if we'd been walled in by builders. Still, we're alive, and the air is fit to breathe."
Licking her lips, Cracklin came back to consciousness.
"I taste like elderberry wine. That's strange. What happened? Is every beast all right?"
Tansy breathed a sigh of relief and hugged her old squirrel friend fondly.
"Everyone is fine, though you were knocked out when the tunnel collapsed. How do you feel?"
Cracklin stood up and dusted off her gown.
"Fine. Never felt better. Deary me, looks as if we're trapped down here, though. What in the name of seasons are you up to, young Batty?"
The squirrel friar pointed proudly to the small heap of glittering objects he had gathered from the rubble.
"Collecting treasure, Bob. 'Tis rare, pretty stuff."
Formole wrinkled his snout at the precious trove.
"Pretty is all it be. Us'uns can't eat it. Her no. So 'tis of no use at all down here."
Cracklin ignored the mole. She dug out of her pocket the rhyme she had copied, shaking her head knowingly.
"I thought so. Treasure. That's what we missed. Look at the first letter of each line, reading downward. Turn at the lower stair, right is the left down there. Every pace you must count, at 10 times pause amount. See where a death bird flies, under the hunter's eyes. Radiant in splendour fair, ever mine hidden where."
She folded the scrap of parchment triumphantly.
"So that's the riddle solved. Treasure, and we have found it."